The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Abacus Plumbing. Finally, professionals you can count on.
I'm a hard-working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't.
Listening to Home Show Radio, Houston's 31-year tradition for help with repairs, remodeling, and restoration. Here's your home improvement go-to guy, Tom Tynan.
My mic is hot. 713-572-4610. Call me and we'll talk today all about you and what you want to talk about, not me. The show, not about me. Radio is this. Radio, number one comes the listener. Number two comes, I'll just throw it out there, the sponsor. Without the listener, there would be no sponsor. Without the sponsor, there would be no radio station, because the sponsors pay for the radio stations and the sponsors go to the radio stations because of the listener. Guess who's not in that mix? The host. We don't even come close. And that's just the way the show is. This is the people's show. Not Tom Tynan's show. 713-572-4610. I don't even think I'm in the top five. And that's good. That's the way I like it. It's like being in the Army, you know. It's nice being a private because everybody else is above you. You don't have to worry about people behind you. All right, except your brothers. 713-572-4610. Let's talk to Bob. Bob, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I've got a neighbor, older couple that is looking to get a garage door opener on their existing garage door. And it's a typical, you know, two-car garage, wooden door on a track that I went over and checked out, and it happens to go up and down the track very easily, but they're not able to really open it on their own. So I just wondered, this, you know, what's the recommendation for a single door wood like that? They want me to buy it and install it. And I really have kind of tried to talk them into having the company do it, but they're not wanting to do that. So I'm going to try to help them
now,
out.
I would tell you right now that you should have a professional do it.
Yeah,
I don't understand at all why they wouldn't want somebody good, because the cost of putting the door opener in is pretty minor compared to you know, the door opener itself. So,
yeah, that's what I was thinking, like 70 30 or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Why don't they want to hire somebody? They just don't want to pay them?
Well, that's part of it. You know, it's a couple of older retiree people that think that they trust me. They trust me to come in their home. I got lucky a couple of times. I'm an old journeyman electrician, and I fixed some stuff for them, and they think I hung the moon, you know. Mm-hmm. I just happened to find an outlet that was shorting and repaired it. All of a sudden, everything came back on magically, and they couldn't believe it. And they had people come in that did shoddy work and charged them an arm and a leg, and then it still didn't work properly.
I understand that. You know, I understand if they get bad experience with people, but that doesn't mean there's not good people out there. The Overhead Door Company of Houston on Main Street, they'll get in, they'll get out, and they'll get the job done really well. And I tell you what, Phil, who runs that company, he'll make sure they're taken good care of. So I try to convince them to have somebody do it. And even if you have to be there and make them feel comfortable and watch it, that's one thing. But I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and tell you how to do it yourself. I think it's a real – if you don't know what you're doing, because they're going to have to readjust the springs and stuff, you can just tear that door apart.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's so right. Well, just out of curiosity, would a screw-type drive be better than a chain, or is there a preference of either?
Everybody has their preference. I'm a chain guy.
Okay.
Give me a chain any day of the week. You can – fix it. There's parts you can replace on it. When the screw drives go, they're a mess.
Yeah.
So as far as I'm concerned, unless you're going to upgrade to a direct drive, which are really nice, but I don't think they need to do that. The chain drives are simple. They've been around forever, and they work. And the Overhead Door Company makes a great chain-driven opener that, well, I've had one that's, I'm going to have to say, it might be 40 years old and still works
great.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've never had to replace one of their openers. I did have to replace, like, some Sears openers and stuff in my life in my own home. But once I replaced it with these overhead units, I've never had to replace one. And they just don't need much work. Once they're set up and set right, they just work and work well.
Golly, you've had that thing as long as I've been married. I had brown hair and a mustache.
Wow. I didn't even have that is a long time. Now, I didn't buy it. It came with the house, but it has to be about 40 years old. But well, I don't know, man. I try to convince them into the people I recommend are really good. They will not be taken. And I'll tell you what, in the garage door industry, it is a crooked industry. So they have to be very careful. And I'll tell you that right now, because it's amazing how you could take something as simple as garage doors and fill it with so many crooked people.
Really? I'll be darned. Well, I'll tell you what, you hit the nail on the head. I'm just going to call overhead door, tell them the situation, ask them to call me on my cell. I'll be there and kind of say, hey, look, these are my guys, you know, or something like that. And
yeah.
I'll have their name, say, Cliff does a great job and all that, and or whoever the person is. Well, Bob, man, that's good advice as usual, bud.
All right, Bob.
Thank you, sir.
Take care of those people.
All right, bud. Thank you.
It's a shame today you have to worry so much, but you do. And I can understand their worries. My mother passed away in July, but I took care of her for the last 17 years of her life. And she was always concerned about who's going to come to the house. I don't want people coming here. They're just going to take my money. They don't know what they're... I mean, I went through this all the time with her. And I'm the home improvement guy. I mean, she should have just said, whatever you say, son. No, she didn't do that. Oh, no, don't touch it. You're going to break it. That was more her attitude. But it's a shame that we have to worry so much. But there are really good people out there. So I want you to take advantage of the people that I vet. I really go at it and find the really good people. Let's talk to Jason. Jason, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning, Tom. I got two questions for you today. First off, I wish there was no such thing as interest, because when my wife gets on there, my honeydew list gets a lot bigger.
Ooh, but, Pinterest, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know my daughter's in the top 10 in Pinterest? She makes money every month. She was one of the original people. And she has over 4 million followers. Yes.
Wow, awesome.
And I've never even gone to it. I don't even know what she does. So I understand.
Well, so my wife loves it. You know, that's where she gets a lot of her ideas for design and so forth.
That's what I've been told.
She wanted to do an accent wall with shiplap on it, like a distressed wood, hardwood sort of thing.
Yes.
Do you just nail trim nail that just directly onto the sheetrock, or is there something that you have to put behind, underlayment between the wood and the drywall?
No. It depends what you're doing, but in most cases, it's just a matter. If you have sheetrock there, you have studs behind the sheetrock, I would go by and mark the studs where they are and just put it right up. If it's on the inside of the house, you don't have to do anything. It's pretty simple. Just whatever the look is when you're done, it's done.
Okay. And do most lumberyards all have shiplap, or is this something that I got
to... They have all kinds. Shiplap is... kind of a generic word. I mean, there are some shiplap was what was used, and yes, you can get it, but you have all kinds of different siding she could get. You can even go, I don't know what the look is you're looking for, so just saying shiplap probably isn't the best thing unless that's exactly what she wants. But even old world lumber here in town, they've got lumber that's 100 years old that they use for decorative inside old lap siding. So you have all kinds of different looks, so she needs to take a look at it.
Is Older Lumber in Tumble area?
No, Old World Lumber's off 290, close to Beltway 8.
Okay. And my next question for you is, my brother-in-law is building a new house, very modern. He's trying to GC it himself, which I don't understand.
Okay, but, I got you.
I know you have, you recommend Absolute Air. But I think they don't do new construction. Can you recommend a good AC company that does new construction? He's looking for the linear registers in the house and all that stuff.
I don't know anybody. I mean, this show is all geared around service companies. Absolute Comfort Air, I don't know if they might do it. Did you call them? Have you ever talked to them about it?
Yeah.
They might put in a new system.
I called them, and they don't do new construction.
Okay. So. Well, if that's the case, no, I don't. But just if he wants to GC, this is why it's not good to GC, because, you know, when I was general contracting, I had the same subs all the time because I could count on them. And if I couldn't, I got rid of them and found somebody else. But I always had those guys going in, and hopefully they would get, you know, the service contracts and stuff to take care of it for a long period of time. But it's tough when you're a one-man show and you're building one house. Then you gotta really hit the streets trying to find good people just for that one house.
Yeah, well, he owns a restaurant and he built out the restaurant, so now he thinks he can build a whole house. So
he might be able to, but in today's climate, to get framers and roofers and on the new construction stuff, and get everybody on time as it progresses, it's impossible because we have such a labor shortage right now. They are not going to take that one-time contractor and put them on top of the list. It's just not going to happen. And this thing will drag and drag and drag forever because they're working for other contractors that keep them busy, one house after the other house after the other house. When this weather just cleared, everybody's pouring concrete right now because they couldn't pour concrete for almost a month because of the weather we were having. So he is going to he's going to have a hard time with the scheduling and keeping people on time because these guys are not ever going to put him ahead of the list.
Right, right. And I did try to explain that to him.
It's rough. I mean, I'm sure he could do it, but it's going to be rough on him with that kind of the situation we have.
Well, I guess that's why I'm here. He wants me to help him out.
So good for you. It's like helping somebody move. I don't do it. I don't answer the phone. Hey, you want to help me move? No.
Okay, it's fine. Like having a pickup truck. Everybody wants you to help them move. So.
Yes. that's right.
All right, Tom. Well, I appreciate the answer on the ship lap, and I'm going to go to Old World. I appreciate your help.
Yeah, go look at that stuff. It's really, really nice. We use it for our stage sets here at Home Show Radio for Danny Milliken, the garden guy. It's really, really pretty stuff. And it'll be easy. Keep the job easy. Just nail it to the studs. Just mark your studs with a chalk line first and then go for it.
Will do. Tom, I appreciate your help as always. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jason. All right, 713-572-4610. Call me and we will talk. Cherry Companies will take it down and haul it away. Cherry Companies, they're Houston's leader in demolition, residential, commercial, and industrial. In fact, they just took down these giant bridges. We have videos of it. They're just taking them down, man. It was something else. And they recycle. I like that. Concrete. They can't get enough recycled concrete. They want your driveway. If they could, they'd go around the middle of the night and demolish driveways while y'all are sleeping. And then you wake up, you won't have a driveway. Because they need that concrete so bad. Because it's in such demand. Think about it. You need recycled concrete. It's a product that's used in roads and drainage systems all over the place, and it has to be recycled. It's like my grandfather used to have what they called the breaker, and he was a coal miner, and they would get the coal and they'd break it down into certain sizes, and this breaker would put in each rail car would be different sized coal, right? Well, they do the same thing with the concrete. You want different, you want 3/4 inch, you want inch and a quarter, you know, and it's quite impressive to watch them do this. But you can't just pour new concrete and then demolish it to keep the demand going. So you're always looking for people when you have a driveway that's getting replaced or a road that's coming out, whatever the case may be. Cherry Companies wants it because they can reuse it and put it to good use. Because if not, you know what we have to do? We have to go all the way to a different country to buy it. Can you imagine having to go to a different country south of the border and have to buy their concrete that's already been broken up? Doesn't make sense, does it? It doesn't. That's why if you're taking out a driveway, if you're in the business of in the concrete business, you have to take something out before you put the new in. Or if you want them to come and take your driveway out, and then you can get someone to put it in, they don't have to do the demo, and Cherry will. They have 13 recycling centers all around town, and they're going to have more because they need the concrete and the steel that's all embedded. They'll separate it and stuff. You don't have to make it neat. Just get it to them. Cherry Companies. To find out more about where you can drop your concrete off for some cash, just go to cherrycompanies.com/recycle. 13 locations right now and more to come. That's all about Cherry Companies, taking it down, hauling it away, and recycling it. 713-572-4610. We'll talk today. Till noon, tomorrow 8 to 11, right here on Sports Radio 610. Glad to be part of the team here. Nice to be part of a group of people that I don't know, do a good job, that kind of thing. And been here since 2003, 14, 15 years, something like that. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, you're on Home Show Radio.
Okay, here we go. There's a lot of things that an amateur can do, but messing with electricity is not one of them. So,
okay,
I bought a home security system. It's wireless as far as the connectivity goes, but it's still, the cameras still have to be hooked up to power. I don't want to just run an extension cord out of an external power source. Is there another alternative?
Yeah, you can just wire it in any junction box you have at your house, because it's going to be a 110, and it's basically three wires. You have a ground. For most cases, you'll have a ground. Then you'll have a white wire and a black wire. You just hook them into a junction box. Make sure you turn the power off before you hook them up. Make sure it's done in a box, and or you can cut a wire somewhere and put a box there, and then put everything in the box and run it to it.
So who, because these are going to be outside cameras. So who would be good to say, come here and figure out how we're going to run the power line and where it's going to come through? Does it run through the house and then out a hole, or do you just run it from the fuse box through a conduit?
No, you don't go to the you don't need to go to a breaker box with a camera. It takes so little power. You can hook into any circuit you have anywhere around the house. So who to do it? Call Right Touch Electrical. Will and his crew, they're all electricians. They'll wire everything up for you, no problem. You don't even have to watch them. They know what to do.
So just tell them kind of where I want the camera and what.
That's all you got to do. This is where I want the cameras.
Yep.
Absolutely, yeah. Let them figure it out. There's so many options you have to hooking into power, and they will do it to code in a box, like I say, and they'll do it right. It's not a difficult thing, and they're just going to have to use the, you know, you use your critical thinking with that, and to find out what's the easiest for every placement that you want, and you'll get it done. They'll do it for you.
All right, very good. Right Touch. Thank you very much.
Right Touch Electrical. Yes, sir. Thank you, Mike.
Got it.
Remember, everybody you need to service your home, for the most part, we got a few categories. I could sure use a good tree company and some other stuff that I can vet and make sure that they're really good for all my listeners. But for the most part, always go to homeshowradio.com. In fact, our website is all brand new. And when I say brand new, it's upgraded, I guess is a better way to put it. It's all been upgraded, makes it easier, more user-friendly. I can remember Charlie Mosier's. I always consider him a partner, but I guess for the most part I work for him. And we've been together for 2 decades plus. But he used to tell me, you know, the internet's the wave of the future. I said, what are you, crazy? Internet's stupid. We used to have these conversations. And right now I'm doing the show over the internet. I can go anywhere in the world and do the show because of the internet. You know, I could go anywhere. And I have equipment that I put on a plane with me and I drag behind me and use it in any hotel room. As long as there's a Wi-Fi internet connection, I can do the show. And also with websites. Now, if you're going to be part of the show, you have to have a website. And if you don't have one, Mosier Media will put it together for you. And a fantastic one with videos and pictures and explanations and contact information. But it's all there at homeshowradio.com. So I can't say it enough. When internet first started, and radio was kind of in between, they said, oh, we'll broadcast on the internet. And then they shut it down after they started doing it because they realized that they didn't know how to charge for advertising. And you could get internet access all over the world, and you were losing money because you couldn't charge more for advertising. And so then they took it all down, and then they started to figure out. It took decades for them to figure this out, probably 20 years. And now, of course, every radio station, including Sports Radio 610, they're all on the internet. They're all you know, doing the show over the internet and so on and so forth. So it's pretty impressive. But at one time it was a real cluster. Nobody knew what was going on with it. But we have everything you need at homeshowradio.com. Compliments, no charge whatsoever. Compliments of Mosier Media and Charlie Mosier. All right, Absolute Comfort Air was mentioned before a little bit earlier, and this is the time of year you call them. Did you call them for your tune up? I did. I've got mine scheduled. When's yours? When's yours? Absolute Comfort Air. It's time for that checkup on your air conditioning system because the weather is fluctuating. It's getting warmer. In fact, yesterday was a beautiful day. Today I keep seeing all this. I wonder if the fire's going on. I heard some of the things are burning again. I hope not. But anyway, those tanks, that's sad. They shouldn't, that needs to be taken care of quickly. Where's old Judge Emmett on this one? That stuff should have been put out and done. But anyway, the weather's been beautiful. It's definitely getting warmer, and it's time for Absolute Comfort Air to take care of your air conditioning system now, as opposed to August. Why? Because in August, everybody's going to be backed up. Everybody's going to be running emergencies, and you are going to be miserable if you're without your air conditioner for at least 5 hours. You're just going to say, I can't live like this. And you're going to end up at a Holiday Inn somewhere where they have air conditioning. And that's fine, but wouldn't you rather just stay home and get your checkup done now? So I say do it. I'm doing it. You do it. I've got 3 systems I got to keep running. How about you? You have 1 system or 5 systems? I don't know how big your house is. I've got one out in the garage. I got one for upstairs, one for downstairs. They're smaller systems, but they're for the different zones I have. Anyway, give them a call like I did. 281-550-5640 for Absolute Comfort Air.
Got a question? Ask Tom on Home Show Radio.
When you say something, I follow your instruction.
Home Show Radio.
Got a contractor to do a home remodel, and it worked out really, really well.
Home Show Radio.
Let's talk to Chris. Chris, you're on Home Show Radio.
Morning, Tom. I was just listening to you, and I'm out in the car, so I'm not on a website right now, but I'll be looking to see if this answer is there. But we have a house we moved into. It's a 40-year-old home about 8 months ago, and we cannot reconcile our issues with the water, making real bad stains on the toilets and the dishes and stuff like that. I've looked into a few things, including the water softeners. I actually got a $200 little descaler, is what it's called, from the Home Depot, and that seems to work a little bit to get rid of the scaling and things from a short distance. I put that box...
That's not going to be something that you're going to rely on. Okay. If you're talking about hard water stains, then...
I think it's mostly hard water stains, but also just a whole bunch of minerals and things like that.
Okay. Now, let's start with hard water stains, because that's usually the biggest problem. You have to have a water softener. I've always lived with a water softener. There's no descalers that are going to work. Those things don't work for the whole house. I can't believe how in tuned you were to it, because it is a very short distance. And they put those on cooling towers and stuff when the water's always moving. And it will keep it from scaling up on cooling towers, things like that. But in a house, the water doesn't move all the time. It moves and it stops. It moves and it stops. As soon as it stops, it goes back to the way it was. So they don't work. And I can't believe you were so in tune to that. But most people aren't.
We put it in the incoming line is in the garage,
yep.
And it's a ranch-style home, just one big long house. And yep. So the kitchen is right on the other side of the garage where the hot water is and the dishwasher stuff. And the dishes seem to be doing a whole lot better than they were sometimes. And then the rest of the house on the other end is absolutely like it always was.
Right, because it's running right through that into the dishwasher, and boom. It's I don't know, instantaneous, or I don't know how I should say it, but besides that, a water softener is the way to go if that's your problem. The other thing I want you to check, especially with a dishwasher and some other things, usually not the other stuff that you're talking about, but the dishwasher, is how hot of the water is. You want it over 130 to 140 degrees. If it's down 110 to 120, your dishes will not come out clean. It has to be hot.
Okay.
So
all right.
I want you to check the temperature. Easy enough. Just get a candy thermometer, put it in a Pyrex, let the hot water run and run and run in the sink, and see how hot it gets. And you can adjust your heat, whether it's electric or gas. They have thermostats on there. You want it 130 to 140 for a dishwasher. Your dishes will come out much, much nicer. Water softeners are the end all. And it sounds like that's what you're going to want if you really want your water to be softened. And it does soften it.
Is that something I can get from the hardware store and put in myself, or is that something I would want to
No, you're
going to
have to pay,
far?
and you got to get a good one, and you're going to hire someone to install it. And you're looking at probably $3,000. But if you really want to save your money and do it, once you get it, you never go back. It's like shaving your head. You never let your hair grow again. It just feels too good.
Okay. And that'll, what, does that give me healthy water as well?
No.
That I need to worry about?
No, not healthy water. It gives you soft water for your pipes, your equipment, your bathing, your hair, your clothes washing, all that stuff. It makes great water for that. When it comes to healthy water in your kitchen, for your ice cubes, anything you ingest, you use a reverse osmosis, and that will make nothing but water. Everything else goes back down the drain, and you send it back to the people that gave you the garbage. Pesticides, fungicides, pharmaceuticals, heavy metals, whatever the case may be, that is the one thing you can do with a reverse osmosis. And if you have to have a choice, start with it first, because your family will be healthier, your pets, everybody will be healthier with that. And even if we have a hurricane, you get boil the water alerts or whatever, with a reverse osmosis, you're never going to be out of good quality water. You've got to take care of it. The water today is horrible. Only 2% of the water in the world today is still pure. Everything else is polluted.
Okay. All right. Am I looking at a high maintenance cost on these things?
No. Reverse osmosis, I pay, I have to change my two filters, my post filter and my pre filter, about once a year for a typical family. And it's like 80, no, it is, I think it's $120 this year, two filters, but that's for an entire year and more. As far as the water softeners, you will have to put salt in there, but if you get a good one, and I'm going to give you a name of a company to call, it uses very little salt, so you're only looking at maybe a bag every 2 months, and that's, I forgot what I pay for a bag of salt, but it's not a big deal. It's more, you have to lug it home. But as far as that goes, call Aquatex and talk to the people over there.
Aquatex.
Yeah, they're on our website, homeshowradio.com. They have the best equipment, and there's water softener. You got to pay up front. I know it's a little bit, but you know what? You're looking at a 20-year-plus unit. You're not going to have any problems with it. You buy an off-the-rack one for $350, you'll never be happy, and it'll be a throwaway in about 2 years.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I very much appreciate your time, sir.
All right. You don't have to shave your head, by the way.
Definitely. Thank you.
All right. See you, Chris. Bye. But your hair will look really good with a water softener. I like shaving my head, so I look good with a shaved head. I invented the shaved head. I did it before. There's a person that everybody says invented the shaved head, okay, in modern day. I mean, it was invented before, and that was Charles Barkley. I shaved my head before Charles Barkley, so I own it, okay? I am the boss when it comes to shaved heads. I had enough guts to do it first because I got tired of it. I lost my hair when I was 17, and you grow the stuff in the back and you look like Bozo the Clown. So I said, I'm shaving it, and I never went back. Family Landscapes will take care of your landscapes, your plants, your sprinkler systems, your drainage systems, all your landscaping, your outdoor kitchens, your gazebos, your outdoor hot tub areas, new driveways. Maybe you want a circular driveway with all kinds of beautiful lighting out front. They do it all. They don't mow yards. You have to find somebody else to mow your yard. But they put the yard together. In fact, we have a video of them. Some guy never wanted to mow his yard again. They designed an entire landscaping project, which was really cool, in these people's backyard that has no grass at all. There's no mowing of anything. Of course, there's lots of weeding because you got to clean your flower beds. But no mowing. If that's what you want, Tom can make it happen. He's a landscape designer and a licensed irrigator in the state of Texas. Tom at Family Landscapes. Give him a call at 832-309-6886. Remember, they're all at homeshowradio.com. But this is a time of year to get your plants in. Don't wait much longer, because what's really bad, and you can still do it, but it takes a little more technique. Don't put them in when it gets super hot out. Now it's not super hot. Now it's super nice for the plants. They like this weather. This is the time of year, or before, but we can't go back in time. I'm not Superman. Nor was Superman Superman. It was a cartoon. But I can't reverse the revolutions of the earth. But Tom can get your landscaping in now, and this is a great time to call him. That's 832-309-6886. And guess what? It's not raining as much, so they can actually get some work done. 713-572-4610. Call me. We'll talk. Let's talk to Jim. Jim, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Very good, sir.
I've got some outdoor furniture that's made out of teak roots, and I need to put another coat of varnish or something on them. What would you recommend? I don't know what was originally on them.
Teak roots.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. You can put almost... Is it out in the sun?
No, it's a covered patio.
Okay. Stay away from urethanes. And I would tell you, I think what I would do is a clear acrylic.
Clear acrylic, okay.
Yeah, it's a water base. Anything that's not a water base is going to yellow out there. And this sounds so pretty that when we do murals and things on walls that we want to keep a real pure color on, and it holds up well, is we use clear acrylics. I think that's probably what I would use on that furniture.
Clear acrylic, okay. And also we have some cypress root furniture. That
Man, you got all kinds of roots, huh?
Yeah, really.
Eat a lot of carrots and stuff? That's good.
Yeah, no.
No, he says no. Okay.
Absolutely not.
Uh-huh.
Give me a burger.
Okay, that's fine. I'm good with that. I'd use a clear acrylic on all of that stuff.
Completely gone off of that. It's turned gray. Do I need to sand that down to...
I don't know if you get it back to its original color. If you have to, yeah, sanding would be tough on that kind of thing. There's a product called Gray Away that you might try.
Gray Away, okay.
Gray Away, yeah, I haven't used it in forever, but it will bring back. We used to use it on cedar siding that turned gray.
Uh-huh.
It's an oxalic acid, and you can even buy what they call a deck wash that's an oxalic acid. And try washing like a little part of it with that. I'm not going to tell you to do the whole thing until you try a little piece of it. And that might just bring it back, too, if you just get a deck wash.
Okay. All right. So clear acrylic and...
Yeah, the clear acrylic will hold up. And it's tough for furniture, so if you sit on it and stuff, it's not going to get all gooey on you or anything. It's not like an oil base. It'll dry hard. And... Okay. You can use that on anything. To get the gray away, though, to get the gray out, you might want to try an oxalic acid, which would be a deck wash, or you could even, if you find it, that Gray Away product.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Keep the barbecue lit. Keep those burgers going.
Yeah, really.
And, of course, a good pressure wash will sometimes, I know with my teak furniture, it's hard on the grains of the wood, so you don't want to do it a lot. But if you really are going to do it just one time and get it done, if you hit it with a pressure washer, you use that oxalic acid, and then you give it a light sanding just to take the furry stuff off before you put the clear acrylic, in this case, on, then that probably will bring it back pretty nice, too. It's that time of year for furniture outside. I'm going through the same dilemma. I've got teak furniture, and I'm going to get it pressure washed, and I'm going to give it a quick sand, and I don't want to oil it. Oh, God, the oiling is... But anyway, we're just going to keep it out of the sun the best I can. All right, 713-572-4610. I'm going to say, why do you have teak furniture? I'll tell you why I have teak furniture. I had metal furniture, and it all rusted away. Why would it rust away? Because I have a saltwater pool. And you just sit on there with your wet bathing suit, and you get up, you walk away. The next day, you have a tush print of rust on the chair of the seats, or on the seating area of the chair. That's a better way to put it. All right, we talked earlier to a gentleman not too long ago about water softeners and water filters, Aquatex. These people are really good at what they do, and their equipment is so well engineered. It's a Kinetico line of equipment. I'm going to start with the K5 drinking water station, which was the reverse osmosis I talked about. I just had to replace two of my filters. Which you have to with any kind of filter. You put a filter in and you ignore it for 5 years, you're getting the dirtiest water in the world because all of a sudden that filter is overcome with contaminants and you keep running your water through it. It can't filter anymore, so it's a negative filter. So you have to maintain these things, but it's not a big deal. In this case, it took me longer to get down on the floor and then get back up after I was done, then change the filter. Because I'm old. I know, I still move around pretty good, but I'm still old. Getting up and down is not easy for a 60-year-old man. After even, I just lost 30 pounds plus, and I'm running again, but still, it's still hard to get up and down. That's why I don't crawl under sinks anymore to have fun fixing things. But Aquatex was so simple for me, that K5 drinking water station, to redo the filters. And I just called Debbie over there and said, Debbie, it's time. And she put it in the mail to me with an invoice, and I sent her a check back. I want to say it was $120 or something. But anyway, it was well worth it. And it's going more than a year for us now because there's only two of us in the house. And so I can go almost a year and a half without having to change them. As far as the Kinetico water softening system, we can't beat it. There's no electricity. Even if the power goes out, it still works. It measures by gears, and then it regenerates itself with no electricity whatsoever. It's really cool the way these engineers did it and designed it. So you can have both. And once you get both, like I said earlier, you're not going to go back. You go traveling. I hate traveling. You know why? Within 3 days, I'm itching because of the hard water in the hotels. I can't stand it. I can't wait to get home. So I just as soon stay home. But I do have to travel. And I try to take the best soaps I can, but it doesn't work like the Kinetico water softener. No, not even close. 281-331-7777 for Aquatex. 713-572-4610. Waiting to talk to you. Call me. Be with you for another 15 minutes or so, and we have open lines. We'll get to you if you call right now. Let's talk to Kevin. Kevin, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yes, Tom. The other day I came home and I heard a noise coming out of one of my kids' bathrooms, and I went in there. There was water all over the floor, and the piece that goes from the water in the walls to the toilet, it's a coil tube.
Yes.
It had busted and was leaking water pretty quickly. So I wasn't sure. It was just kind of random. Is that normal? Does that happen? Do those things go bad?
Yes. It's a shame, and it's a shame it happened to you. Now, some people will never experience that in their whole life. Some people can happen three times. You just don't know. But this is the exact reason why. And you can imagine, when you go on vacation, when you leave for a week, I tell everybody, turn the water off to the house. Because if that, you know, you caught it, you cleaned it up, it's an inexpensive part to replace. But you probably caught it in time to hopefully it didn't flood your house. But you imagine that going on for a week and just getting worse and worse and worse, and you never know when something like that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's a great point. No, I happened to catch it. So we were in town, but yeah, I could imagine we were out of town. That would have been a disaster. So yeah, I just thought kind of random that just happened. So, okay. Well, that answers my question.
All right. Did it clean up okay? Are you in good shape?
Yeah, it actually, that bathroom's over the garage. And so it came down through the garage and it messed up the sheetrock a little bit on the ceiling of the garage. So, I think we got pretty lucky.
Yeah, and you know, sheetrock's easy to replace if you have to. Usually if it dries out and it's clean water and you caught it in time, you're not going to have a mold issue or anything like that. People start freaking out.
I think I caught it. It dried out fine. So, yeah, it doesn't, you know, there was maybe, not that much water in the bathroom on the floor. So it didn't look like it was going for too long. So I'm glad I caught it when I did. But I just thought it was kind of random that it just happened like that.
Well, it's also, for everybody listening, if you hear a noise, go find out what it is.
Exactly.
Don't walk away and say, I don't care. All right. I love it.
Thank you. Good luck to you,
Kevin. You'll be fine.
All right.
And remember, that's why we have homeowners insurance. What would the homeowners insurance pay for if it was a really bad issue? They would pay for the damage. Not the pipe or whatever else caused the damage. You would pay for that yourself. But whatever damage was done is what homeowners insurance is for. And, of course, you have a deductible, and you have to decide if you're going to do it. And with something like that, it's not a red flag. They're not going to raise your rates. They shouldn't. If they do, you're with the wrong company. I know my company that I'm with would never do that, but because I'm with a really good company, and they have always been outstanding with anything I've ever had. I haven't had but a couple, like burning the house down, maxed out $167,000 worth of damage. But that was a long time ago. I don't think they remember, although it might be in my record. I don't know, but it's USAA for me. But you have to be military to be involved with that or somehow related to the military. As far as that goes, there's a lot of good companies out there, so always pick a good company. And guess what? Let's just bring this out right now before I do Right Touch Electrical Spot. If you're not sure about the coverage you have, if you're not sure about is it covered if you have a water leak, if you have a sewer backup, because some of those are riders you have to put on your insurance. If you're not sure if you're covered with, let's say, your weapons in your home or jewelry that you have that goes over a certain amount, you really should call your agent or your company. In my case, I would call USAA directly, and they would hook me up with someone I could talk to, and your company might do that too, whatever it might be, and go over your coverage and say, you know what? Maybe I should upgrade this. Maybe I don't need that. Maybe I'd like to up my deductible. It depends what time in life you are, but I bet you most of you, after you got your homeowner's insurance, just forgot about it. I'm hearing all the insurance agents out there right now going, yeah, yeah, Tom, you're right. Yeah, I know, because we forget. We get complacent. And just think, oh, I'm covered, I have insurance. And you find out, guess what? All that extra jewelry you bought over the last 10 years is not covered. Oh, are the tools covered in my truck on my homeowners? Guess what? It probably is, because your car is considered part of your home. So there's a lot of different things you need to know, and there's nothing wrong with calling them and finding out exactly the coverage you have and expressing some interest in some other additional coverage or getting rid of some coverage you don't need anymore. Do that this week. Spend 30 minutes on the phone with someone, hopefully nice, that will give you the information you want. And you might be perfectly fine, but at least it'll go back into your mind what you have covered. All right, and that goes with flood insurance too. If you don't have it, talk to them about it. They probably won't give it to you, but they will tell you how to get flood insurance, because it's a federal thing. But those insurance companies will give you all that information. All right, Right Touch Electrical, the electricians of choice as far as I'm concerned, and the people that I told one gentleman to call who's hooking up his cameras, because he's going to watch all of you. He's one of those neighbors that has cameras all over your property looking at you. Or not on your property, but looking at you from their property. You walk up to his door, everybody knows on their cell phone that someone's coming to the door. I actually heard somebody the other day saying, oh, look, someone's coming up my door. Oh, it's the delivery guy. And they had their little cell phone out, and they weren't even at home. It was kind of interesting. I guess he had one of those Ring doorbells or whatever it is. But Right Touch Electrical, I told them, call them. They'll hook up your cameras for you. I don't want the guy getting fried. He might be on camera when he gets fried. That's not good. I want you to have somebody good to take care of breaker boxes, lights dimming, switches that don't work, whatever the case may be. It comes to electrical work, you call an electrician. They are licensed by the state of Texas, masters, journeymen, and apprentices. It's a great program. In fact, I'm designing an electrical training lab right now. It's going to be one of our first classes we start down at TSC, which is Texas Southmost College in Brownsville, Texas. I'm putting together, I hope, to be the premier skill training program in the world. And I finally have the people with the vision and the backing so I can actually get this done. And it's very exciting for me. I will be commuting back and forth and doing the show from Brownsville on a regular basis, hopefully here in the near future. But the quicker the better for me. Colleges don't move that fast. We do have $10 million to put towards this thing, which I really think is cool. Right Touch Electrical. These are the electricians here in Houston that you will call. Don't worry, I'm not leaving Houston. This is my home. I'll go back and forth. It's only a 50-minute flight. All right. Anyway, 281-407-6199 from Right Touch Electrical. Home Show Radio. It's what we do here. Tomorrow, 8 to 11. Regular schedule here. Well, that's my regular schedule now here, too. 9 to 12. Of course, Danny, he's on from 7 to 9. Does a great job with the gardening and all our consortium of all the different people. He was out at Plants for All Seasons, which isn't far from my house. Actually, today. All right, let's talk to Nathan. Nathan, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yes, sir. I have a master bathroom shower remodeled about a year and a half ago. And here for the past couple weeks now, we've had a slow drain in that shower. I've tried the bleach. It's not working. Any other recommendations?
No, I don't. Maybe it needs to be snaked out. Maybe there's a bunch of schmutz down there. Maybe your vent's clogged. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to be something of that nature. If it just started up, that means you've got some kind of blockage somewhere.
So the best thing to do would be remove the grill and snake to start with.
Maybe. Or okay. Snake it down the vent. I'm not sure how it's vented.
Okay, so just have to contact the contractor and find out.
Yeah, or is there an attic above this?
Yes,
yes, shower?
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, you can go up there and look to see where the vents are going through the through to the outside.
Okay. So that's where you would start with is the venting?
Well, I would definitely check the vents. Because
okay.
if it's not in the P-trap, and if you've plunged it and you use some bleach and plunged it and it's not clear in a P-trap and it's still draining slow, you have one of two things. It's got a blockage down line, or the vent is somehow blocked with something. Now, be careful. It could be a hornet's nest up there from you.
Yes,
know,
sir.
So.
Yes. All right.
That's how I would look at it.
All right, Nathan. Well, I appreciate it.
Texas Floors, the Can-Do Flooring Store. Mentioned them many times today. A lot of you getting new floor covering. It lasts a long time, so make sure you get something good, something you like, and something that's put down properly. There's no doubt about it, and that was a mouthful, me just saying that. Texas Floors, these guys know their floor coverings. They know their laminates, their woods. Well, some woods are laminates, and some plastic laminates. But you know what's taking over the market? I talked to interview Jason. I think it was the West Side home show we did, Barry Center. Cypress, something like that. Anyway, Cypher. I should know that. It's my son's went to high school in Cypher. But anyway, I was interviewing him, and he said, Tom, you know, they're getting away from these laminates, and they're going to the, what he called a slap down. I think he called it this, slap down vinyls. They just go right to the floor and just lock together, and that's all you do. No glues or anything. I thought that was amazing. And I haven't seen a lot of those, but it is a great floor. I just didn't think that manufacturers are actually shutting down manufacturing of some flooring to make manufacturing of other flooring, which is this particular flooring, even more popular. And so these are the guys that are continually staying on top of what's the latest and the greatest. And that's what you want. So if you're getting new floor covering, no problem. You can shop at home. Just give them a call. Tell them what you're thinking about. They'll bring you samples. Or if you want to, they have a showroom at Spring Cypress and 290. You can go see them there. Texas Floors. We call it the Can-Do Flooring Store because they'll make it happen for you. Whether it's at your home, at their showroom, they have to go to your home anyway. They have to do the measurements. So you can kind of, if you have an idea, you can cut, you know, two birds with one stone, something like that. Just give them a call or go by and see them. And remember, everybody I talked about today, and I have talked about, you know, for a long time, is at homeshowradio.com.
Thanks for making Home Show Radio Houston's trusted source for home improvement tips and advice. Tom Tynan's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610, sponsors, or Mojer Media. Remember, Tom is always on at homeshowradio.com. Questions and answers, tips and videos, our podcast too, all free, all for you at homeshowradio.com.